This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Evers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. Last week, I did a webinar, and if you missed it, go check it out. I will put the link in the show notes here. But it was the first of our, I think, four-part summer webinar series. It's just starting to get into the P&L and what you can do to make it a more powerful tool. I was going down through in that webinar, and I mentioned a lot of tips, or some of the stuff that we were kind of giving is so that you could avoid some common mistake that shop owners make. And I thought to myself, let's just do an episode on that altogether. So this week, we're talking about everything that you are doing to mess up your P&L and how you can fix that. Before we get into it, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions in most popular podcast episodes, is available now on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to me about services Parmelis offers auto repair shops like yours? Shoot me an email at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your marketing kicked into overdrive, give Overdrive Marketing a call. If you need to get your shop going back in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your back office in tip-top shape, give Wicked File a call today. If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business? That's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Before we get into this episode, I have a quick PSA that I want to talk about, and special shout out to my client for sending this over to me. This one almost caught me. I actually have two PSAs on it. Another one is the quick reminder that all of this is kind of a little bit of an add-on to our first summer webinar that we did just getting into a profit and loss. So if you're like, "Hun, this is cool information. I just love hearing your voice even more on this," make sure to check out that webinar. I'll put the link in the show notes. And a reminder for my producers, put that link in the show notes so that these people can click it. But the other PSA is a little bit scarier, and I got this email from a client the other day. It has nothing to do with the P&L and has everything to do with your EIDL loans. So if you remember, an EIDL loan was from the SBA. It's a 30-year loan. It's a super cheap interest, but it is a loan. There have been talks over the years. I've heard clients have these rumblings on it of, "Hun, are they going to forgive this?" If you're saying to yourself, "Well, Hunt, I don't know what this is. I don't have this," skip ahead like a minute and a half and get on with the episode. For the rest of you, though, keep an eye out because these scams are getting even better. And the one that my client just forwarded me over via email almost got me. So what it was is in a very official looking document of saying government came out, changed the rules. All this looks really normal. They've done this plenty of times. But they said, "We are actually forgiving your EIDL loans. All you have to do is you have to fill out this official looking piece of paperwork on it with a lot of sensitive information and your loan will be forgiven." Luckily, my client was smart enough to say, "This looks strange." And even she told me right off, "This almost got me and it's a scam." But as I was reading through this, I was like, "Wow, did I miss this? Is this something that I don't know about?" And the short answer is no. There is no forgiveness for EIDL. Do not go out there and submit this stuff. I hope that you guys would know in 2026, you got to be very, very careful. But I just want to give you guys a PSA. It's out there. They're trying to scam you guys. They are trying to claim that there is new forgiveness for the EIDL. There is not, there has not been one. And from what we understand, there will not be one. If you see something, especially if it's sensitive information, be very, very careful, guys. We get targeted more than probably most people just because of what we do. And really, we are extremely, extremely strict about opening up any sort of attachment. If there's an attachment on there, guys, be leery. It is very, very uncommon for an unknown person to send you an attachment. And if it looks like the government is, triple check on this. If you're a client, send it over to us. I don't mind if you don't send the attachment, just tell us what it was. But if you get something, say something to us, and we would be happy to put your mind at ease or even be able to do something like this. Hey, if you dodged this, if you avoided this, I hope that we can get one other shop owner or business owner to avoid this as well. Keep an eye out there, guys. Scammers are getting better and better. Also, a thank you to my client that sent that over. Appreciate you and appreciate you helping others. So let's get into what you guys came here for, right? You didn't hear to talk about scams. You didn't hear to talk about what the IRS or the SBA is going to do about your EIDL. We came to yell at you guys on what you guys are doing that is screwing up your profit and loss statement. And yeah, I'm looking at you because a lot of this is what you're doing or stuff that you probably know that's going on there, and you're like, Hunt, this is not right, but I don't know where to turn to help. A lot of this is when we're seeing new clients, because when we have clients at Parmalas, we hope to achieve all of these. We want to make sure that, I don't want to bury the lead, but as you go down through there, we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff is what we see with new clients. These are pain points that we hear shop owners talk about this of saying, hey, you know, let's start with the first one. My P&L is inaccurate. This is probably the most common thing that we get hired for. Hunt, I am running blind here because I have no freaking clue how much money I'm making. The sad reality of this, and that's only probably about 20% of our clients that come on board. 20% of our clients either don't have any sort of financial statements whatsoever, or they knowingly are working off of a financial statement that is inaccurate. The scary part about that number is 20% of our clients admit that they have inaccurate financials or no financials, but 90% of our new clients, so 90% of the shops that we're dealing with for the first time on this are working off of inaccurate profit and loss statements. 20% of shop owners that sign up with us think that they have inaccurate or non-complete or wrong financials. And in reality, 90% of shops that we deal with are going off of profit and loss that are materially misstated. A profit and loss statement is supposed to tell you what you have done for a financial period and also give you information to figure out which levers to pull. You look back there and you thought that X, Y, and Z metric was low, so you said that is an output. Let me go and I'm going to change this input. If you have an accurate profit and loss statement, it's going to show you what is really going wrong with your business and give you the proper information to make the proper decision. But what happens when you are making decisions off of inaccurate information? You think that you're making a proper decision, but how can you be making a proper decision when the data that you're using is incorrect? Number one thing that we see. It's also a number one reason why you don't understand your financials. You can already see the exposure. There's the large gap between people that are making decisions with bad information and shop owners that know that they're making bad decisions with bad information. Are you in that category of, I'm running blind and I don't even know it? Only you can really answer that question. Another thing, though, is a lot of people have financials that they just don't understand. And they call us up and they say, Hunt, I just don't understand my numbers. And really, not only is your P&L being inaccurate, your biggest mistake, it's also the number one reason why you don't understand it. I look at hundreds or thousands of different financial statements every single year, and a lot of these profit and loss statements, I can't read either. I know pretty quickly that it is inaccurate. But this is where I always go back to shop owners and say, hey, you are doing yourself a disservice. You are smart enough to understand this and you absolutely need to understand this. But the whole reason you don't understand this is because it's not set up correctly. Which leads us into our second one of what you're doing to screw up your profit and loss statement. And again, why you don't understand this is your profit and loss statement is too complicated. There are other aspects of this. And what I'm really talking about this is just visually. And most shop owners go overboard, and this is a ton of new clients. At the end of the day, your financials, your profit and loss statement should be set up however you want. But I'm going to give you two aspects of this. One is you should refer to professionals that do this all day, every day. You think that you found a different way to do X, Y, and Z, great. but there's also hundreds of thousands of people have done it other way very successfully. So there are just some industry norms, and I think that if you can, I would stick very close to that for really two reasons. The one is, like I said, it's been tried and true. It's been proven. This is what people are looking at. This is the easiest way to set it up. Number two is a lot of you guys are in coaching companies. If you want to go off and you want to report discounts as a negative expense on it or whatever you want to do on here, fine, but it's going to make benchmarking comparison very difficult. Other than that, if you want to say, I want this year, I want that there because I understand it, that's great. But a lot of people are doing this and they don't understand any of this stuff. What I see a lot of times is a 2-, 3-, 4-page profit and loss statement. And people are like, hon, I don't even know where to start. And the truth of that is, I don't know either.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full-service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always-be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today.
You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint.
Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor. It's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Sometimes trying to find, you know, the information that you're really looking for in a profit and loss statement is like finding a needle in a haystack. But I'll give you two different options and you will tell me which one sounds easier to highlight your issue and which one sounds harder. What I like to do is I like to have all of my profit and loss, and this is a collapsed profit and loss. You can do sub-accounts where it's like, hey, I got labor sales and then 15 sub-accounts underneath it. But if you were to collapse all this stuff, it should show up on one page. You got a complicated business, maybe 1.5 page. All right, you like really big font on it, you get to 2 page. Anyone else is arguing, oh, mine's really good and it's beyond that. No, it's not good. You got way too much detail on there. But this is the reason why. If I have a 1-page profit and loss statement compared to a 4-page profit and loss statement, just think about the sheer amount of numbers that's on that 4-page profit and loss statement. How easy is it to kind of get two lines mixed up? How easy is it to overlook even a significant expense? Physically, if you're looking at a needle in a haystack, one of these hay piles is just much bigger than another. Does a collapsed profit and loss statement give me all of those details and everything down below it? No, but it tells me where to start. If I have 25 different lines for utilities, how am I ever going to be able to tell if some went up and some went down when I probably just care about the overall cost? Now, if I was to have all of my utility accounts sub-accounted underneath one different category on this, it would be very clear for me to show that my utility cost has went up from 20% year over year. That is very important information, and I'm going to then be able to go into the detail of that count and figure out which utilities are going up, do I have a classification issue, and where to go wrong. If I'm trying to compare 15 to 20 different lines, some went up and some went down, and try to figure out the net change, then see, by having more detail, I might have just completely missed this issue altogether, or maybe even parts of this I just won't be able to see. If you go back to me and you say, well, Hunt, how do I do this? The biggest reason is to use sub-accounts. I'll give utilities because utilities is probably an easy one. Not that it's going to like drastically change, but this same example can be used for other aspects of your financials. But do you really care to see your telephone bills separate from your utility bills, separate from your waste removal? Like, we all agree that none of these costs should go up or down extreme in one direction or the other. So why are we having all of these individually and have three separate lines? Just put it underneath utilities and take a look at your utilities cost as a total. If you want to see these separate, you can still go into that detail. You'll still be able to see your Verizon bill. You'll still be able to see your Pepco bill. But again, that collapsed profit and loss statement, that first look of it should be super condensed and super collapsed. These are not every single mistake that we see because that would be an extremely long episode, but I still got two more for you or big ones that you guys are doing that are screwing up your financials. Third one on here is you are tracking sales without the cost. So a lot of this is like kind of the same thing that I talked about above. If you look in your shop management software, you see part sales, labor sales, shop supply sales, sublet sales, right? Tire sales, battery sales. You got maybe four or maybe six, definitely four, right? But somewhere probably between 4 to 6 different subaccounts. When I look at your QuickBooks file, when I look at your income category, you have 15 different ones. You have labor sales, you have non-taxable labor sales, you have alignment sales, you have tire labor sales, you have storage income, you have other income, you have interest income on there. And we have a laundry list of different categories. There is so much detail on there. There is so much information on it. None of that is usable for you. And it's really screwing all of your financials up. Why are you splitting your sales out? And a lot of people gripe about this. Well, Hunt, why do I need to split my sales out in QuickBooks when I'm already splitting these sales at my shop management system? Well, that is the exact reason that we are splitting it out in QuickBooks. If you said that I sold $100,000 in sales, I'm going to record $100,000 and I'm going to make sure that I actually collected that money. So the first reason we're splitting it out is to be the check and balance to make sure I'm getting all of the cash that I think that I'm getting. But again, we could just do a total for that. If we're tracking cash, I don't care if it's parts or labor, I want my cash. The real reason that we're splitting out labor, parts, shop supply, and sublet is to verify our gross profit margin. Labor is a great example on this. If you're looking at your labor gross profit in Techmetric, it's just a guess. They don't know what you pay. They don't know what your outside spiffs are. So when you're comparing this, you're comparing your gross profit from your shop management system to QuickBooks. If you are tracking the sales, you have to be tracking the cost. Because if you're not tracking the cost, there's no reason to do this. And I see this all too often. A great example of this is my clients going out and saying, Hunt, I want to start splitting out tires. And I agree, this is a really good thing to split out. The reason the tires are a good thing to split out is you guys do not get the same parts margin on tires as you do on a water pump or something else like this. The idea behind this is great. Instead of having just part sales, I'm have parts and tire sales. The hard part about this is it's a waste of time if you are not splitting out your tire cost. And this is a very common mistake. You're splitting out the tire sales because you know that you have to, but you're missing the point of why you're splitting that out and you're no longer verifying the margins. So what I end up seeing is a client that has $100,000 sales month, they have $10,000 in tire sales, and they have $0 in tire cost. It's showing that they're making 100% gross profit on tires, which we know is inaccurate. And that means if your tire gross profit is inaccurate, another category is inaccurate as well, which in this case, it's parts. What this client did is try to get his financials more accurate by tracking his tire sales. And by doing so, not only did he miss the mark and he has no idea what he's actually making on tires, now he doesn't know what he's making on parts either because there's some sort of mix conflated between the two. So guys, if you're trying to get more levels of detail, if you're trying to track more sales categories, that's fine. But you have to answer one or probably both of these questions. Can you track the cost? And if the answer is yes, move on to the next question is do you actually care? We need to be able to track the cost and you need to be shooting for a different margin. If you want to look at tire labor sales versus alignment labor sales and you have the same gross profit target, I'm going to go back and argue again. It's going to be hard to separate the cost. And even if we can separate the cost, why do we care? We're shooting for 60% or 70%, no matter what the category is. Now we get to the fourth and final tip on here. Again, you guys are making more mistakes on this, but these are the common ones. And this one might be a little bit harder truth to swallow, but a lot of your biggest issues is listening to this episode right now. Yes, I'm talking to you. You as the business owner are making your financials unusable. And I'm going to go down to really kind of three different categories on this. The options are limitless, like including not calling your accountant, not sending your accountant what they need, not doing your part about this, not being a good oversight of your bookkeeper on this, your team, et cetera, et cetera. But let's go with some easier ones that I know a lot of you guys are doing right now. One of the big things that we talked about, right? Tracking sales, verifying margins. You guys are the biggest offender of this. So we go down through, we get this set up, and we want to make sure that your accounts receivable is tight. We want to make sure that we're collecting all of our money. And once we start doing that, we notice that the cash is walking out the door. This right there immediately throws a variable into your financial statements. And I call my client up, XYZ, looks like we lost about $2,000 in cash last month. Sure enough, my client says, hey, I had bills I had to pay, so that is my money going out the door. Right then and there, we have an issue. I have to tell that client that we will no longer be able to reconcile the cash for you because you taking that cash out of the till looks exactly the same as your bookkeeper, your service advisor, or anyone else's. You want to think, no one will ever steal from me, only I'm allowed to steal from myself. Well, if you're stealing from yourself, then it makes it a lot easier for anyone else to because it's impossible to tell the difference on the surface. Same idea on the cost side of this, guys. One of the really strong tools that we can do for a lot of our clients is help them chase down parts cost discrepancy. Then again, hiring someone like WickedFile will help you do this real time. But a common thing that we see for new clients is they think they're making 50% margin on parts, and we realize that they're only making like 30. There's any number of reasons why you can have a discrepancy on this, but a lot of the times what we end up looking at is we have a discrepancy, but no one is stealing any money. Where the discrepancy comes from is the owner's cars, right? It's the owner's kids' cars. It's the race car that's going down through there. It's the customer that you, or it's the employees that you let them pay cash for their parts on this. You're adding variables to these financial statements. And just like we had the example above, where it's making it impossible to verify or reconcile your cash, if you aren't making internal tickets for every single part that's going down through this, you're jeopardizing your parts costs and your parts margin the same exact way. You can still get the write-off for this. You can still have internal tickets for your own company vehicles on this. But if you're not doing this, if you're just throwing it up into the wind, how are you going to tell if you're doing that or one of your technicians is walking out the back door with the parts? So at the end of the day, there are a ton of reasons you don't understand your P&L, but it shouldn't be that way. And I would like to think that you want to do something to fix that. There are people out there that can help just like us, but it starts with recognizing that you want to change and that sometimes you might be the problem. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, shoot me an email at podcast@parmalis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch up on the show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch videos when available. So thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.